Shri Sai Ram. Beloved Bhagwan, we, your band boys, offer our most loving and reverential salutations at your divine lotus feet. Swami, we wish you and all your children a very, very happy new year. We shall be eternally grateful to you, dear Lord, for blessing us with this good fortune of wishing you a happy new year through that form of art which is so very dear to you. Today, we offer at your lotus feet a bouquet of 7 pieces comprising of Western and Indian classical music. Jai Sai Ram. Today, we have 7 fine boys from Swami's Higher Secondary School who will be playing with us for the next 2 pieces. Jai Sai Ram.
Boom. Swami, on behalf of all the Sai students who have traveled from all over the world and those who are connected through their prayers at this very moment, Swami, we offer our Shatakoti pranams at thy divine lotus feet. Wish you all a holy new year filled with divine thoughts so that each and every one of us can be worthy instruments in his divine mission. Swami, we thank you once again for giving us an opportunity to assemble at your divine lotus feet merely through your love and the prema bandham which connects Sai students with Sai Mata. Swami, as tradition has it, we have one of your child who studied from the primary school till his master's in business administration, the entire stretch, and molded through your divine grace Amitabh Das Gupta, who is currently in Melbourne, Australia, to share the Prema Bandham on this auspicious occasion. Amitabh Das Gupta.
At the outset, let's pray that may this be his words, may this be his message, and may Swami listen through every one of us in this hallowed halls of Sai Kulwant. Offering my most loving pranams at the Divine Mother, respected elders, and dear sisters and brothers. It was in the mid-80s when we had the golden sands around here in Prashant and Ilium, and I was in primary school. And I was excited because the next day was supposed to be my birthday. And every student gets an opportunity, a lifetime opportunity, to be physically close to Bhagwan, offer him a letter, get his blessings. So Swami comes, throws Akshata on you, blesses everything. And I was really excited that that's my day. And sometimes what used to happen is, those days, as a memento, Swami would also autograph his photographs, and we keep that all our lifetimes. I was excited, and I told my mother, who was there, go and get me a camera photograph of Swami, a postcard-sized photograph. And those days, a postcard-sized photograph used to cost around 3 to 4 rupees, and which was, you can have 2 full canteen meals in the canteen with ghee and papad as well, those days when they used to give that. And that was a luxury which we couldn't afford. And I didn't know about that, and my mother came and gave me a photograph. And that photograph was a passport photograph, this small. And I was shocked. And I told my mom, my mother, and I was mad at her. Sorry, mom. And I said, how can I ever take this photograph? I was in grade 4. And you know how the ego works. There's peer pressure. Everyone is having an A4 size photograph or a postcard size photograph or a cabinet size photograph. And here I'm having a passport-sized photograph, this small. And I told my mother, how will I go there? What will happen to me? It's embarrassment everywhere. What she told me is, don't care about others, for Swami, size doesn't matter. But I told, for me, mom, size matters, right? It's a very important day in my life, and I'm going with such a small photograph. Swami will barely be able to see it. How do you expect him to sign it? But my mom got her way, and I was having that photograph. And I could keep it in my pocket. Imagine a third grade or a fourth grade boy. First of all, his pocket is so small and that photograph is fitting inside my pocket. And I came for darshan. And those days, and I was praying Swami, and those days you couldn't pray to Swami, Swami, please don't come for darshan, because he was dot on time, morning 6:30 and afternoon 3:30. So you couldn't even pray to Swami, Swami, please don't come for darshan. And the only thing I prayed to Swami was, Swami, please don't sign photographs today. Because if you don't sign photographs today, no one will ever know about this tale and will forget about it, and I will be saved all the embarrassments in my life. Imagine a third or a fourth grade boy, how the ego plays out, right? Swami comes, takes his beautiful round, and I was praying, Swami, please don't sign photographs, please don't find photographs. And Swami came, he stood, he blessed us, and he listened to my prayers with full love and compassion, and he said, boys, give photographs. And he started signing patiently, one after another. There was a postcard-sized photograph. There was a cabinet-sized photograph. There was an A4-sized photograph. And my photograph grew smaller and smaller and smaller. As Murphy's Law says, when things go wrong, it'll go terribly wrong. And that day, I don't know, someone gave a life-size photograph to Swami. And you can imagine my plight, and I'm saying, oh my God, what do I do? And then Swami took that huge photograph and he had this thick pen and he signed it. And all the photographs were signed. And then he asked, any more photographs? And sheepishly I just took out this photograph from my pocket and I showed it to Swami. And Swami looked at it and in Hindi he said, itna chota photograph, itna bada pen kaisa sign kar sakta hai? That means, such a small photograph and such a big pen, how can I ever sign this photograph? I had no way to go, and I just broke down. I had tears streaming down my face, and I just looked at him, and with a sparkle in his eye, he asked the boys who were seated there, he asked, anyone has a small pen? And there was a student, a lucky boy, he just used, those days we used to have a pilot pen, this is in mid-80s, he used to have a pilot pen which had that thin nib, and he gave it to Swami, and Swami very patiently, very carefully signed with love, Baba, in that passport photograph, and he looked at me, he looked at it, and smiled and said, beautiful photograph. And that day, I was on cloud nine. From embarrassment, which I thought would be the center of embarrassment, he took me to the center of attraction. And after bhajan, believe you me, everyone came and wanted to see, what did Swami sign? How could Swami ever sign such a small photograph? And everybody forgot about the big photograph which Swami signed, or all the other photographs. He just saved a stupid ego of a fourth grade boy. And that is why we all were attracted to him. For him, size didn't matter at all. It doesn't matter. He had those massive, huge projects, multi-million dollar projects, but still, he connected with every single person, everyone in the hall. That was the consciousness with which Bhagawan operated. The second experience of mine, which is a very personal experience of mine, which I understood over the last 15 years, and I could actually connect the dots, happened here in this very hall 20 years ago on 1st of January 1994. Just 20 years exactly. Around this time, I was in class 12 and Swami is very particular about his boys. And he had told me personally, don't talk, keep monum. And I was a big mouth in my class. It was a very difficult, it was a big challenge for me. I thought, how do I really do it? Swami was very particular, don't talk. And don't talk not just in words, but in actions and also in your thoughts. Because he insisted that stillness and silence was the basis of where we could go to that stage of I am. Of I am the divine and I am God. That was the basis which Swami always said, first the mind has to be still. And he insisted, no way you should talk to anyone. And I felt, okay, let me try it out. First day was very difficult. And as all of us, the mind really plays tricks. And you say, okay, what do I really gain out of this? I have nothing to gain. I don't think I'm going to gain anything. And I took a Swami's photograph. I looked at that photograph and said, Swami, I'll try this experiment for 15 days. And in 15 days, I wanted to have a bait in the end, a goal. Maybe I could win something, right? All of us want to win something in the end of the stretch. I thought, okay, let me put a goal there, maybe a reward, maybe a prize. And I was really waiting. And then suddenly I thought, what would be the weirdest goal which would be really impossible for Swami to really give you? And I thought, and I thought, and I thought. And then it happened, okay, if I am able to successfully, for next 15 days, keep silence, Swami should give me a ride in his car. Now imagine a 12th standard student who is absolutely nobody. And in Swami's cars, you only have the prime ministers and the presidents and the celebrities and the senior devotees going in his car. And I thought, this would be the weirdest thing and this would be a fairy tale which could never happen. I didn't even write a letter to Swami. I just took a photograph of Swami and told, okay, if I successfully keep silence for next 15 days, Swami, you'll give me a ride in your car. Done deal. 7 days over, I started enjoying the silence. And it was Christmas, 25th December 1993, and Swami gave the silver dodashan, and they were having silent nights with candles, and it was so beautiful and so blissful and so enjoyable that I started talking. I started expressing. I started talking to everyone. And I, for that moment, I forgot about that woe. And then I realized, oh my God, I just missed it. And then I said, forget it. Anyhow, it was a weird thing. And I don't think so. Swami would really think about it. And I just brushed his aside. And I said, okay, but let me just continue it. I told 15 days, okay, there was a lapse. That's fine. Let me continue it for 15 days. Then on 1st of January, 1994, we had a similar program like this. And Swami asked me, go to the hospital. There is a boy who is sick. One of my classmates was sick. I am going and seeing him. To give you a history about this boy, he was in the hospital. He was seriously ill and he wanted to have Swami's darshan. And he was not getting Swami's darshan because the doctors did not discharge him. And every day he used to send letters, Swami, please allow me to come for darshan. Please allow me to come for darshan. And Swami used to say, no, you get well. And New Year was the day he wanted Swami to really allow him to come for darshan. And the doctor said no. And Swami said, you go to the hospital. I went to the hospital. Swami said, I'm coming there. And I went and told the hospital senior doctors that Swami is going to come on that day. And Swami came. Within 10 minutes, this boy hadn't brushed his teeth. He hadn't had his bath. Swami came. Swami went inside and came out. Within 10 minutes, he finished everything. And as he was going out, there was a general ward. There was this little girl who was sick there. So a senior doctor said, Swami, there's this little girl who is sick. Please, can you please bless her as well? And Swami casually went there, spoke to that girl, her parents was there, created vibhuti and came out. And he asked me, follow me. And I had no clue, and Swami entered the maternity ward, which is a strict no-no for males. And I was, because Swami told you have to go there. And I followed Swami and we came out, and then we came down through the stairs. Swami came down the stairs and he entered the car and he told me, get in. And I said, oh, it must not be me. I thought, because V.K. Narasimhan sir was there and I thought it was him. And Swami said, V.K. Narasimhan sir, you go to the front seat. I said, okay. And then he said, you get in. I thought, is it really me? Am I dreaming? He said, get in. And me and my classmate went in. I remember it was a silver Benz car. And Swami really took us in. Swami said, let's go for a ride. And he took us to the hospital and he kept telling stories about how the structures were not there and how everything came up. Beautiful stories. And he came to the hospital and came to the super speciality hospital and said, I'll take you inside and I'll show you the hospital. And imagine, we are nobodies, just 12th class kids sitting in Swami's car. And then the hospital gates were closed and Swami said, see, Papam, no one wants to welcome me. And Swami said, let's take a U-turn. And Swami takes a U-turn and drops us in the hostel and he proceeds. It doesn't end here. And this was an incident which happened and I really forgot about it. I didn't really think too much because you're in Swami's presence and there's so much of illusion and maya near Swami. You just take it, okay, it happened. 15 years later, I spoke to the classmate of mine and I asked him what happened that day in hospital. And he lives in Singapore and he told me that that night he cried very badly. Cried and saw me, I cannot have your darshan. Please come, please allow me to come for darshan. Please allow me. He said he didn't sleep. He wanted the new year darshan. And he said, when I came and told him that Swami is coming, instead of Swami permitting him to come to Mandir, Swami came to the hospital for this boy. That was Swami's divine love. And he is also just a 12th standard student. And then he said, Swami came inside that room, Swami materialized Vibhuti and put it in his chest and rubbed it and said, everything will be fine. And he was actually discharged the next day. We also then looked at the story of this little girl. We had no idea who this girl was, and then we heard that this girl had a dream the previous night, and Swami came in the dream of hers and told her, I will come to you physically in the hospital to bless you. You be ready. And she told her dream to her parents. And her parents said, you know, this is all dreams. Swami came in the dream. That doesn't mean that it'll happen in reality. And told her, no. And you know, the trust of a child is so subtle and so strong. She said, no, Swami came in my dream and told he will come. And that day, these three things just fell in place. I had no idea that I'm going to get into a car. My classmate had no idea that Swami is going to go to the hospital. And this girl, Swami had promised in her dream that Swami will come. And I remember that day very crystal clear. When Swami came to the hospital, Swami just casually went inside and just blessed her. Never told her, see, I came into your dream. See, I'm God. Nothing like that. And he never told me anything that, okay, you spoke to me on the photo. You told me this. We had this deal. That is why I'm giving. Nothing like that. It was just a subtle thing. He never even mentioned anything. Swami used to say that he is like the engine when the bogies or when the wagons are all ready. When the passengers has really gone in, when everyone is ready, then he really takes the engine. And that day, and I got this experience after 15 years when I tried to connect the dots. This was what I thought, oh my God, we didn't realize that when we were here. Swami, we are extremely grateful. Today happens to be the 10th anniversary of the Sai students, the alumni who have passed out and who assemble here every year. We are extremely humble, Swami, that you requested us to come on the 1st of January every year. We really pray to you wherever we are. We have lived in your physical presence. Now we are living in your
omniscience, omnipresence. Jai Sai Ram.
Nath Bhagwan. Shiva Shankar, Namami Shankar, Shiva Shankar Shambho. Shiva Shankar, Namami Shankar, Shiva Shankar Shambho.
Sai Parameshwari.
Vande Bhavani Maataji. Vande Bhavani
साई बाबा जी की
जय।